Hi, welcome to the CWF Gamecast. Today is Thursday, October 5th, and we're doing a solo cast today. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt. We're going to be talking about the new Implet Writing Workshop, the new CWF projects, and we're also going to be talking about Danger Planet Games' 5th birthday. In addition, we will have some tunes for you as well. So, as I said, today is, you know, Thursday, and I had to work this morning. Great day. It's a nice sunny day out here outside of Boston in Massachusetts, and I tell you, we could really have used it because yesterday was rather warm, and then we had some rain and stuff, and the weather's just been crazy, and I've been having a lot of going on, you know, with me. I'm involved in one of the campaigns for governor here, and I'm heavily involved in my town with that, so there's a lot going on. In fact, today we're doing a big sign holding for the campaign, so it's going to be very interesting, and well, enough about me. Why don't we just get right into it? In today's Music to Game By section, we're going to be playing the electronica song Fresh Snow in the Valley. It's by Derek K. Miller, and it's, you know, one of the songs that I had found on the Pod Show Network. It's completely 100% pod safe, so why don't you take some time and listen to the Fresh Snow in the Valley by Derek K. Miller. We'll be right back after the song. Thanks. So I hope you liked that song. Electronica is, you know, kind of different genre out there. Some people like it, some don't. I'm a big fan of electronica, electronic, you know, trance, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, anything from the whole New York City Underground CDs all the way down to, well, anything new. I love Cascada and, well, all sorts of stuff like that. And I hope you enjoyed the song by Derek K. Miller. As always, I want to mention that you can find us on the World Wide Web. Our website is www.wargamingforums.com. We have a new name, which is the CWF Gamecast, but our website address stayed the same. As always, we are proud to be sponsored by Acho Hosting, where web hosting plans start at just $3.55 a month. Every time I do the podcast, I always talk about how their uptime is phenomenal and never experienced any downtime. And I talk about the great tech support and the fact that I help out there. I'm the sales department manager and everyone's wonderful and helpful. And all that's true, but I do also just want to mention that, you know, some of you may have noticed that we had a little downtime yesterday. It wasn't a lot of downtime, just a little bit, and it was surprising for me because it was the first time in all my time with Acho Hosting that we've ever had any downtime. We're still waiting for official, you know, duration reports to come in, but it looks like it wasn't very long, just a few hours or whatever. But despite that, Acho Hosting got everything back up and running very quickly, and you know, if anything bad ever happens, if you have problems with your website or you just don't know how to do anything, they're going to get back to you very quickly and they're going to have solutions. They have the answers, and if they don't know them, the one person doesn't know, they go to someone else, and someone at Acho Hosting knows. No matter what your question is, they can find it out. So remember, Acho Hosting starts at hosting plans, $3.55 a month. We're proud to be hosted and sponsored by them. So head on over to achohosting.com. In today's show, we're going to be talking about the Implit Writing Workshops, and we've talked about it a little bit before because they do a whole monthly writing workshop, and we've had the guy who's in charge of it, his name's Lawrence. He and I talk, you know, quite often, actually, during nighttime. We talk online. Really nice fellow, and I have pleasant conversations with him. He actually does these little news postings on our blog, talking about the updates and whatnot, and he's put up another one, and he wanted me to mention it to all of you. It's the November Monthly Writing Workshop, or as they call it, the MWW sign-up thread is now open. I have the link through our show notes, and also he wants to remind everyone that October 10th is the due date for the October Monthly Writing Workshop. So if you're going to be setting anything in, get a move on it, because today is the 5th, so that means you got 5 days left, and then they're going to start doing some reading and critiquing, and, you know, there's no prizes except, you know, getting better. The only way that you're going to ever get better at writing, no matter what kind of writing you do, whether it's for school or pleasure or money or whatever, is to write. You got to write. You got to write often. And then you need to get feedback from people who know what they're doing, what they're talking about. And people at Implit know all that. They are incredible. And there's an added reason for you to be contributing to all the monthly writing workshops, and in particular to the Implit, you know, writing contests or competitions. And that actually deals with a secret project that we are working on here at CWF Gamecast. And I'm not going to talk about that right now, but I will be talking about it in this podcast. So make sure you stay tuned to hear about the new projects. I want to remind you all that Implit every month does that monthly writing workshop, and they are a member of the War Vault Network, just like us here. Implit and the CWF Gamecast are both founding members of WarVault.net, which is a great project run by Ingrid over in England. It was started by the owner of Implit and Ingrid, and Ingrid's now the sole owner, and it's a great, great project. Be sure to check out our website at WarGamingForums.com for our show notes, where you will find, under number 6, a link to the Implit news update article here on our blog. And you'll also find a link to the Implit official website, where they have tons of stuff going on. They have forums and information, guidelines, and you name it, it's there. And if they don't have it, ask, because they'll get it and put it up. And actually, I'm looking right now at my little list. I have a list you know, of everything I have to talk about, little talking points and stuff. And I see I actually am going to be talking about our new projects. But before I do, we're going to have a little break at this point, so enjoy the little moment to bathroom and grab a swig of water or whatever, and I can tell you I'll be doing that, and we'll be back shortly. So, John, what are we gonna do today?
The same thing we do every Sunday and Thursday, Steve. Try to take over the world.
Screech!
What? Sorry, I meant podcast! The CWF Game Discussions Podcast, with guys who think they're funnier than a night goblin on mushrooms, every Sunday and Thursday at www.wargamingforums.com.
And we're back. You'll have noticed that we threw a couple things in there during our break. As usual, we have a little interlude music that we use to transition from one segment of the show to a next. But we also threw in a very early promo, demo, draft thing for the show, which is one of the things we're going to be talking about right now. Previously, you know, we had a couple articles on the blog, and we mentioned that we wanted to do a 30-second promo for the show, and that we had this test draft early version, very rough and crappy, some would say, and that for you to listen to. And well, we still have it. We haven't had a chance to work on it anymore, but that's what you heard. It was, you know, just me, very rough and dirty, and not dirty like, oh, you know, dirty like dirty as in, you know, it needs a lot of work. But just want to throw that in to give you an idea of what the promo might be. We talked to a few people to get their input on it, and overall people were underwhelmed by the promo, but I think that's part of the charm. You know, I took some cues from the Opie and Anthony show and also Toucher and Rich, both of which are on WBCN here in Boston. It's 104.1, The Rock of Boston. It's one of my favorite radio stations. I definitely love it, and they're very, you know, they make fun of themselves a lot, and they go for the odd joke. You're not going to see them doing a ton of mainstream stuff, which is ironic because they are in and of themselves mainstream. But we try to capture that with our, you know, promo. And we will be working on it and brushing it up and polishing it and having a finalized version. For those who may not have got all the references, we suggest you dig them up. I will tell you that the first reference is from the Pinky and the Brain show, which used to be on the WB back when I was a lad. And it was very, very funny. So we had that, and then we tried something else, and if you go to our show notes, you're going to see a whole list of things under number 7, which are a bunch of CWF projects. The first two deal with a demo and so forth. You can find a script and whatnot. We're working things around, revamping, retooling, and the first one was a whole Pinky of the Brain kind of thing, and then there's another one that kind of, you know, try something else. It's a little give and take with Steve. Actually, they're both give and takes with Steve, and both of them will rely for Ingrid to do the role of the announcer. There's just something about an English person being an announcer. It's fitting. I don't know. Anywho, in addition, we have a couple other projects that we are working on here at the CWF Studios. The first one is a very top secret crossover with a few members from War Vault. And you're thinking, crossover? War Vault? Top secret? Well, it is. I can't say a whole lot about it, but I can tell you that, you know, one of War Vault's core beliefs is that its members should work with each other for mutual benefit and to promote the hobby, whatever the hobby is that you're in, whatever game or system or whatnot, and, you know, have fun. And I've been conversing with two major online gaming communities to deal with some crossovers. And if you've been listening to this entire podcast, you will have been given a couple hints as to potential, you know, gaming communities who we might have been talking with. And if you've been listening to some previous podcasts, some recent and previous podcasts, you will have some other hints and possibilities of who they might be. I can't tell you what the crossover is, but if I did, you know, it wouldn't be top secret. So all I can say is that the details are being hammered out right now. They will probably be coming to you by Christmas. And you know, you just got to stay tuned to the CWF Gamecast and our blog for more information. Lastly, CWF may be having a music station. And you say, music station? I thought you needed to have a big fancy studio and high-powered, you know, disc jockeys and the ability to play all sorts of music and stuff. Well, that's true if I wanted to do a traditional studio. However, here at CWF, we know that internet is the way of the future. And I've had some experience doing internet radio as an internet disc jockey for Acho Hosting back when they had their own radio station. And we are working on some ideas to try to get something up that would allow us to stream music for you live any time of day and night. We're still kind of gathering some information and, you know, talking with web hosts and looking into it and trying to find the finances for it, because it can be very expensive to run and maintain. So we will be looking into this, and hopefully that, you know, if it does end up happening, or if or when, rather, you're going to be getting some more information about that. So you just have to wait and see. But if we do implement this, we're going to be expanding. We're always looking to expand and trying to spread out and, you know, tap into other areas. We're trying to be your number one and your main source for news on all sorts of gaming, and your number one multimedia source as well. At this point, we will be doing a little break, and in our break will be our promotion segment, where we will be promoting, once again, the New England Podcasting Group. So take a moment to have this break, listen to the promo, and be sure to come back to us for the rest of the show. At this point, we're going to be talking about our last major story, and this story is the title that I have on my paper is basically sums it all up. Happy 5th birthday, Danger Planet Games, or happy 5th anniversary, as the case may be, whatever you want to call it. Danger Planet Games, which is located in Waltham, Massachusetts, and run by Brian, and I'm sorry, Brian, that I will always butcher the pronunciation of your last name, so I won't even bother. But it's been in business for 5 wonderful years, and it's going stronger than ever. Brian and the entire crew at Danger Planet, both employees and gamers, are incredible people, and we want to say happy 5th anniversary or birthday, and want to talk about one of the things that they had done to commemorate their 5th anniversary / birthday. And that is a big 40K Mega Battle. Last time we talked about it, it was called the Sands of Time 40K Mega Battle. And we actually only briefly talked about it and talked how we were there. And not for the entire thing, but for a little bit. And it was listed in our recent blogging section of the podcast. We want to announce that we have the results for the Mega Battle. And we also have photos for all of you to look at. And you're thinking, this is a podcast. How do I see photos in an audio file? I am confused. Well, that's why you want to go to our website, which is wargamingforums.com. And in our show notes, under number 9, you will find that it says Danger Planet Sands of Time Photos at Danger Planet. So if you go to our show notes and you click on that link, you'll be taken to the Danger Planet Games website and into the gallery, where you will find, I think it's a couple hundred photos of the event. It shows photos before the game started, during the game, they had a barbecue lunch, and afterwards. I can announce that the good side won the day. I know we always root for the good guys, but I honestly don't know how I feel about that. Good guys in this case were the Imperium, and I'm a Tau player, so Tau were neutral. You know, they're not good or bad, as it may be. And I was kind of hoping neutral would win the day, but like the battle for Medusa 5, I suppose that just wasn't to be. I want to thank everyone at Danger Planet Games. It was great. We were only there, Steve and I, for a short while, but it was really fun to watch. And it was kind of amazing too, because when was there, you know, it, you see how large it is and that it's just, you know, like huge and stuff. But what you don't realize is how huge it was. For example, people brought their armies or whatever. The total armies for both, well, all teams rather, was over 60,000 points. I don't know about you, but any Mega Battle or game I've ever played in, it's not 60,000 points. And that's just huge. Simply huge. Also, they had tons of tables. Danger Planet Games has, you know, wonderful tables. One of the best things that they have there is their terrain. They're just incredible with making terrain, and they won all sorts of awards, or at least in my head they have anyway, for how wonderful they are and incredible and stuff. And their entire downstairs is gaming tables and stuff, and that's where they did this. And they were all connected or whatever to create one flowing desert-themed battlefield. And they use a lot of their terrain that they had made for Starship Troopers that they brought to Gen Con. And the total size of the table, because, they took all the small tables and made one gigantic table, like an E without the middle segment of the E. It was just like the top and bottom and the back. 44 feet of table space to game on. Average table size is, 4x3? Can you say, wow? Incredibly, incredibly impressed. Everyone at Danger Planet for the setup and everything, you guys did a great job. You totally outdone yourself. And I can't wait till you do it again, because I know you will. You're always finding something bigger and better. Keep it up. And as always, remember, as I said, our show notes, there's a link to the Danger Planet Games official website, the photos, and to an article at our blog about the Mega Battle. At this point, the show's winding down, and we just want to talk about some recent blogging on our blog. And, we do this every week. We talk about some of the new stuff that we've been posting and whatnot, just so you can see what's going on. And maybe you missed it. You might be really busy, busier than me, and you listen to podcasts and say, oh, I wonder what else is out there. I didn't really have the time to go to their website, and I don't have time to go all over the place, traipsing about. Well, we do it for you. You will see that we have 3 new articles put up today, one on the 3rd and one on the 2nd. They are in chronological order from newest to oldest. This week's new releases, where every week we discuss new releases that are coming out, we get this from the Danger Planet Games newsletter that we receive. I want to thank Danger Planet Games for that information. There's also a listing, or rather article, called CWF Music Station, which we used in our little bit, along with Top Secret CWF Crossover with War Vault members. We discussed that as well, but you can find the full text for each of those articles there. There's also the Imperial Literature News Update put up by Lawrence, which talks about the monthly writing workshops. And lastly, there is an article called TXG Tomb Kings Rising from the Sand Part 2, which is a posting from me to cover my Tomb Kings on our Tale of X Gamers. And head on over to read my wonderful article, if I do say so myself. And, there's no false modesty here. I bought the battalion set for the Tomb Kings, and I'll be working on that. And I actually figured out why I haven't been working on my Tomb King stuff. And, I was working on it for a little while, and I just kind of stopped. Not because I was too busy, not because I was bored. It's because of the chariots. The chariots are easy to put together, but it's the damn bases. They don't have the slots drilled out or anything like they do with regular cavalry bases. So GW kind of messed up there. And you get to spend, or at least I have to spend, time cutting them out with a hobby knife and then using, a metal file to get it really good. And then the horses don't really fit in properly, so I got to go back and shave some more off, and then I got to shave some off on the horse and go back and forth. Per chariot, it's taking me seriously. And maybe I'm just, retarded or something. But it's taking me, 10, 15 minutes per base. Or at least it feels that way. And I just kind of lost all desire. So I decided, although I have, one more chariot or something like that to put together, that I'm going to be working on some infantry and some other stuff. And hopefully that'll get me back in the mood. Plus, I also got today from work the original The Mummy. And with Halloween fast approaching, I know I'm going to be getting in all sorts of undead moods. And that'll probably help me up to work a little bit more on my Tomb Kings. That's about it in regards to our blogging. I want to remind you all that our next cast is going to be on October 8th. That's this Sunday. And Sunday before a big holiday. Want to thank everyone for listening to the show. I think it's been a good show, and I had a lot of fun, and shows goes about 20 minutes or so. and before we have music and all the things, fun things you get to hear, I want to ask you all for your feedback. We were getting some for a while and kind of died off, and I know you guys are out there and you're listening, because I've heard from people on the West Coast, I've heard from people in England, I've been told by people on Imperial Literature and people on, oh god, you name it, they've talked about it everywhere, from War Vault to Impolite to Daka Daka to Data Planet Games and Battleground Games and gaming companies and gaming clans and groups and clubs out on the West Coast, and been told even by Librarium Online. And so I know you're listening, but let us know you're listening, because otherwise, you know, it's just a sad guy talking into a microphone. Poor little librarian just muttering away on an afternoon, going, oh boy, geez, I don't know, golly gee, I guess I'll say something, but is anyone out there? So be sure to let us know that you listen, and what you like, what you don't like, and as those of you who have given us feedback know, we take your feedback and we use it. So be sure to send that to us. You can find out how from the Contact Us page, which we can get you from our show notes, or you can send emails to me personally at jreinhart, and that's jreinhart@gmail.com. You can also talk to me on Skype or AOL Instant Messenger. My name for both is CW Forums. Plus, we have a new name that we will be using for, it's like a group name we're going to be using for all of us on Instant Messenger, which is CWF Gamecast. As always, you can find out everything you ever wanted to know and then some about life, the universe, and everything by going to our website, which is www.wargamingforums.com. I know the address might be kind of odd. You're thinking, forums? It's not a forum. It's a podcast and a blog. Well, we used to be a forum, and, you know, maybe someday we'll put one up again. And we figured rather than confusing you all with a new name and a new web address, we'd keep the web address. So, you know, just go to wargamingforums.com. You'll find all our show notes, all our updates and blog postings and articles, and you can vote for us on all our directories from Yahoo Podcasts and Podnova, Podcast Pickle, and everything else, and find links that we have up to all sorts of things. Plus, on our website, you can scroll down near the bottom on the right. It'll say register and log in. You can sign up to post your own articles to our blog. You just create your own free account and log in. You start posting right away. Anything you want to say. And we look forward to seeing all sorts of stuff from you. Well, at this point, it's getting to be late afternoon, and I've wasted my day working and doing errands, and I could really go for something to eat. And I know every time I'm doing podcasts, you're thinking, well, he's eating a lot, because he's always like, time for the show to end, and I need to go eat. I haven't eaten dinner. I haven't eaten that. Well, you may not be able to tell it by looking at me, but I don't eat a lot. And I'm feeling a little hungry. Plus, I have that sign holding later on for the governor's campaign here in Massachusetts that I talked to you about. I'm not in charge for my town, the town of Dedham, but I'm one of the lieutenants, I guess you could call them, in charge of the sign holdings and making sure people show up. So I have a lot of work for that. And I got a lot of reading to do. I finished a couple books, and I'm actually doing some research on the Pilgrims, because I just finished the book Mayflower by Philbrick, and it's a great read. So if you like history, and even if you don't, pick it up. It's easy, very accessible to get into, and that's about it. So as always, thank you, and keep on gaming. We'll see you on October 8th. Bye.